Hey, come on in, everyone. Let's get ready for class. Sit down, get comfortable. Yeah, put your quotes anywhere. It's all good. Today's April the 2nd. We've got it. Today's going to be a cool topic. All right, so here's the format we're going to follow. So first, I like to open up with a bit of admonishment, things I just quickly want to talk about, and then we'll get into the content of today, then we'll wrap up with a conclusion, and then if there's time, I'll give some first-hand examples of what God's doing in my life, and oh, praise God, it's so powerful, so grateful, so blessed, so abundant. Financial blessings, force multiplier. We're going to talk about the golden ratio, Fibonacci sequence, manifesting destiny. Powerhouse method is about manifesting destiny. I want to thank everyone, to all the listeners. This is the type of audience I want. It's a consistent audience. It's a small audience, but it's consistent. So I want to thank everyone. Now, just so we're clear, build some unity. God likes unity in the house. This audience is 80% men between the age of 34 and 44. Most people are from the US and Canada. Most people are listening on iTunes and Spotify. So that's what's true. So that's who I'm speaking to. So I could be speaking to an array full of men. One thing I've learned as a man: we're never praised, always criticized, instant judgment. And that's not good. It's not, okay? You have a purpose. You have a destiny. If you've gone through persecution, if you've achieved long suffering such as I have, it's a part of your destiny, okay? Now, so where you want to go, what you want to do, it's all up to you, bro. But the way that I speak of the kingdom, I speak of God's kingdom, the Christian community, it's through the narrow needle, it's through the narrow doors, the narrow hallways. But it's specific things. And if you're a listener, and if you're a man, the hardest thing you're going to have to do is your pride. And working your pride, getting rid of your pride, that takes manual labor. It's just like going to the gym, and we all have pride. We all have to work with pride, okay? Men have to work with the others. Some countries have to work on pride more than others. For example, Iranians, their culture has a more work to do than pride than other cultures, okay? So today's topic, we're going to go in here pretty quick. Okay, so dancing onto God. It's the topic we're going to be discussing today, dancing onto God. Okay? Okay, so just before we talk about dancing onto God, I've got some other things I want to say, okay? Now, God likes when you hunt him. You hunt him like tiger, okay? And when you're after the heart of God, expect more glory. Expect more power. Expect more anointing. These expectations, because this glory, power, anointing comes by covenant and use me, Jesse Powerhouse McDougal, leader of the millennials with first-hand experience, okay? Be not in to rush to leave the Lord's presence, okay? That brought me just a bit of calmness and peaceness. And go to church, never leave early, and here's why. When you go to church, God wants to do something for you, okay? But if you leave early and he holds what he wants to do for you near like the last part of the service. So if he's looking to do something specific in your life, like today, I got a huge blessing from Jill. Wow, man. They had a prayer team and she prayed for me after and she touched my left shoulder and she was praying. And man, you got to see Jill. She's just, wow. She's just an amazing person. The words of affirmation coming out of her mouth was so soothing to my soul. I could feel the anointing come. I felt the presence of Holy Spirit. But if I would have left early, say to go down to get coffee sooner, I wouldn't have got that blessing. Okay, so God wants to do things for you, but he's only going to do certain things for you by the level of commitment you show him. Okay, now you must understand God, source energy, the matrix, Jehovah. You must understand God, and that's what I'm here to do. If you have enough wisdom, your desires come automatically. There's no need to even ask. Like, so for me, a lot of times people are talking this and that, but I have no desire to be a pastor. Okay. I enjoy being a man of God. I'm not too interested in anything else than doing acts of service to expand God's kingdom. That's it. It's all I care about. It's all I want to do. Because God will just send things and blessings into my life beyond a reasonable doubt whatsoever. They just come. Your desires, your blessings just come. So, but with your desire, if you want all your things to come, the first is you must desire the wisdom of God. With all thy soul, strength, and mind, we shall love by truth. Worship is more powerful than praying. Okay, so when I play at the shipyards every Thursday to attract souls to the house, I'm worshiping God. And that's more powerful than praying. Be worshipers, be singers, sing in tongues. Male sane mani ho ini pare casero. Male lo disasipo e marigo. That's me singing in tongues. That's a language from heaven. People come by me. Oh, what is that? Is that Roman? Is that Latin? It's the language of heaven. It's a language from the spiritual world. Be dancers. Dancing is a powerful worship platform. God loves dancing. Dancing requires full body movement. Dancing is elevated worship. It's about drawing from God when I dance. Okay, when you dance, it's not about, ooh, look at my shuffle. Okay, no, it's about drawing from God when I dance. Ask God what you want and he will give it to you. God perfects the lives of dancers. Boogie down for Jesus. Dancing is similar to midnight prayer, okay? The mind must be on God while dancing, not the attention of other people. This is dancing onto God. So, me dancing, I do have anxiety when it comes to dancing, but now that I know, the way I look to other people's is irrelevant. I'm dancing onto God, and from there, that's all that matters. What do I care about the opinions of others, right? I only care about the opinion of God. It's the only opinion that matters. God sees everything. Now, David, my unborn son, was after the heart of God. David was dancing so hard his clothes fell off. David danced with all thy soul engaged. Dance was created to worship God, not an art of seduction. And not art, okay? So like dancing is, it's made to dance for God. It's not made for art. It's not made for seduction. Just knowing dancing is more powerful than singing. So that's why I want to incorporate dancing into my weekly performance. And I feel the presence of Holy Spirit here. Wow, this is so powerful. The anointing is coming in. Let us pray. Dear Lord, dear God, take charge of this podcast. Bless this podcast with your power, with your peace, with your love. Thank you for everything you've done to everyone who's listening to this in your life. The force of God is coming through me into humanity right now as we speak. I can feel my mind muscle. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Thank you, God. Power, power, power. Glory, glory, glory. And the name is Jesus Christ. I bless this podcast and everyone listening to this with peace and prosperity throughout the remainder of your days. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, God. Wow. This is, guys, man, I'm telling you, you don't need booze, you don't need weed, you don't need caffeine. You need to get drunk off Holy Spirit like powerhouses, man. This is what's happening now. Is God is very happy with me that I'm doing these. I'm consistent. And I'm receiving more anointing. I don't know when this stops or how long this will go on for. Like, my whole mind, like, my body is shaking right now. I want everyone to feel this. This is what heals. Sing in tongues. Tongues is a type of prayer, okay? So if you don't know what to pray, sing. Sing in tongues. Sing, oh Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. Oh Jesus, my Lord. Oh, oh, God is great, God is great, God is great, amen. Remember, it doesn't matter how you sound, doesn't matter what you say, the words will come to you. You're singing to God, and God likes that. God likes that. Begin to practice dancing, okay? Begin to practice dancing. So when you're at church, just anytime the choir singer is dance, just move around. It's not about what other people are looking at you. That's era. It's not, they're not there. It's not important. It's you're connected to God. You're drawing from God and moving because God is giving you energy to move in the direction that pleases Him. No studiousness, no destiny. Study to show thyself approved. You can be dancing to God, but you're thinking of others watching you. God can reject your dance. So you think you could dance. So you think you could dance. Right? If you're dancing, but you're worried about what other people are looking at you, it's not the way, man. God can reject your dance, and you don't want to do that. Anytime I approach God, I go with a perfectionist mindset. Dances are both individual and as a group. Learn the Macarena and learn how to shuffle, dude. You can learn how to Macarena, you can learn how to shuffle. You can pass that on to other people, and that's going to invoke a lot of joy into the world. And dancing is fun, okay? Dance with the King, baby. Dance with the King for the highest most. Test dancing and see what it does to my life. God likes fresh dance moves. I need my own favorite songs, lullaby on the fly. Songs are about my relationship with God and my experiences with God. Thank you, God, for training me. Thank you, God, for training me. Thank you, God, for training me. And all your blessings shall come. Dance can be enhanced by meditation during worship. Dance and imagine heaven. Meditation enhances my dancing. In heaven, angels worship God 24/7. That means they dance for God. They enhance its strength because they are always in worship. Becoming a worshiper makes me powerful. A strange mystical strength will come inside me. Sing in tongues while dancing. Selok malo, selokaleme, seohio. O marara siyawe, hero, hello, hello. Dancing makes me stand out. Singing in tongues makes me sting out. Caring what people will think will destroy you. And nobody cares. I'm not important. I'm a blade of grass. I'm nothing. Dancing elevates me in the spiritual realm. Remember, create value by doing what others aren't. Soul winning and dance makes me increase in rank in the spiritual realm. The kingdom of God is an army. My journey with God is about rank. Focus to elevate rank. Choice wage can be attached to dancing. Tell God what your wages are. My Lord, my God, as I give you this dance, here is my wage. I follow this path. I will become King David. Okay? Dancing for God, and vow to Him. The Sabbath is the day to keep it holy. Doing work on Sunday is disobedient. Stop business on Sunday. Satan will tempt you to work on Sunday. Rest no work time with God. Elevate Sunday anointing more by not talking about your business. Higher dimension. Sunday is God's day. If I respect this, I start walking in blessing. And I've done this many years. Sundays, I learned this from John D. Rockefeller. It's about personal development. It's about God. It's about family. Okay? It's not about business. Not working on Sunday or speaking is truly how to keep the Sabbath day. A fool is known by the uttering of his lips. Relax on Sunday. When I speak work on Sunday, I speak death. He that shuts his lips is a man of understanding. Keeping the Sabbath is a sign I am truly serving God. God would rather I curse than break Sabbath. This is a journey of change. If you're not ready to change, you won't do well in Christianity. The Sabbath is an everlasting covenant. Every time I come into the presence of God, it's also the Sabbath. Greed will make you betray the Sabbath day and override the law. Override the love of God. And this is not something you want to do when it comes to manifesting destiny. God expects an offering and a tithe as an honor to God. It's important to God. It's a sign of respect to God. God doesn't need anything from you, okay? God doesn't need anything from you. Just bring 20 bucks. If you're still broke, bring 20 bucks, okay? My son, woo me. God wants you to woo him. That's why I do the outlaw love songs. I'm wooing God. I have all the resources in the world. God has all the resources in the world, man. He doesn't need your 20 bucks, okay? But he wants to be honored. He wants to be glorified. The Lord knows the heart of all men. Sabbath anointing enhanced with cheerful giving. And that's what's happening to me. I'm having enhanced anointing because I'm enforcing boundaries of the Sabbath. I got a business deal to close. I could have closed it today, but I told them, don't call me on Sunday. I don't do any business on Sunday. We can talk about this Monday. And God is rewarding me. I can feel the anointing coming into my mind and rebuilding my heart right now as we speak. Praise God. Now, some of this, you're listening to this, my power, my anointing goes into you, you the listener. And if you share this message with other people, you don't know what meant. That is so huge in the spiritual world. God is like, okay, this guy's being bold. He's listening to the word. Now he's sharing it because the truth is I don't really know. And I used to not care about, I don't really care who listens. But now I'm fully aware that more people need to be listening to this podcast every week. So if you share this podcast, you're going to get more anointing. And it's a privilege to give to God with your tithing. So today I give my tithes. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to glorify you. Power, power, power. Glory, glory, glory. Honor, honor, honor. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for this family. Praise God. And you give it willingly. I'm happy to give a tithe to God. And God doesn't need anything from any man, any CEO. He has all the resources, okay? So here's the thing. I'm just going to give you a couple. Follow this protocol. Master the Sabbath. Come to church. Do not work. This is how to master the Sabbath. Okay. Come to church. Do not work. Do not speak about work. Come with offering. Come with joy with offering. Do not offer an offering with your left hand. Prep my heart and say something. Then give the offer with the right hand. Be a perfectionist with God. Okay. Dancing. So powerful. So this wraps up the dancing part of things. so simple. But like, I looked around my church today and I didn't see anyone else dancing, and I wasn't looking for anyone else dancing. I was just moving around dancing, air playing the piano. Okay. Now we're going to move on to the subtopic here. How to use vows in your prayer life. Okay. How to use vows in your prayer life. And I'm going to read a testimony after this. We've got some time here. Okay. So dancing onto God. So simple. And move your body. Boogie down with Jesus, bruh. Okay, vows. I made one vow to God. Alright, before we talk about the vows to God and how to vow to God in your prayer life, I'm going to talk to the men here. Start to enforce boundaries. Take your power back. Whether you're single or in a long-term relationship, do not allow any woman to disrespect you by any shape or form whatsoever. Call her on her bad behavior right away. Right away. Okay? You do not accept disrespect in any shape or form whatsoever. A vow is a promise to God. Keep the covenant. If I vow to God, I must keep it. That's your first and only warning, dude. This Christianity is about integrity. It's about manifesting destiny. Your word is your word. Better not vow if I'm not going to pay up to my vow. Do good, serious marathon prayers before vows. Okay, so if you want to vow, you want to, because you're, the goal here is to optimize answered prayers. So spend 1 hour praying, walking around, praying in tongues, singing in tongues. Na 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 na. Siri makika esi minaro. Okay? And if you can't pray an hour, pray as long as you can. If I vow God at the beginning of a prayer, he views me as bribing him. So if you're just like, I vow to God, like, he's like, what? You're just trying to bribe me. It's like, nah, dude, you gotta woo me, right? Give an hour prayer before you vow. Engage my heart when I vow to God. Dressing up for God is so serious. God, if you let me stay in the eagle's nest, I will join the choir for you. That's my prayer. So before I vow to God, I'm gonna give him the honor. Okay, I'm going to walk around for an hour. I'm going to pray. I'm going to sing in tongues. And then I'm going to go into my prayer and I'm going to vow to him. And I vowed to him, if he lets me stay in my house, the eagle's nest, I will join the choir for him. Praise God. Tell God everything. Tell him my feelings, fears, wants, and desires. Vow prayers must be 3 to 5 minutes long. Christianity is a race. When I don't apply the areas of the word, I'm stagnant in the race. Treat Christianity as a race. Apply what Dad is teaching me. And I'm leaving so much spiritual currency on the table by not bringing someone to church, but right now I'm focusing on myself, self-love. The temple of God is like a video game. Man, I'm telling you, this is like, this Christianity is a real life video game, except you get to manifest tangible results, dude. You shall never hunger, you shall never starve, for I am the bread of God who gives life unto this world forever. Divine health. Health is injected by the communion table. All forms of sickness can be healed by the power of the communion. The communion is a symbol of Jesus Christ at the moment. The life of God enters me when I take communion. Jesus was with his disciples for 3 years. The last thing he taught was communion. When I take a communion, I attract the mercy of God, which purges my hidden sins. And we all have hidden sins. We're all sinners. Accept your sins and continue to do good. This gives me more access to the leverage of God. Okay, so leverage the matrix. Okay, God made the communion table to move our lives forward, to look away from our sins as a little bit. Okay, that's the content for today, 25 minutes. And wow, God is so pleased. Yeah, so I'm getting direct downloads from Source Energy right now. Literally share this podcast, start sharing these episodes with people. Because as you go out and you observe, like, oh, I remember listening to the Powerhouse Method podcast, and this specifically relates to this guy. Hey, dude, check out this podcast on dancing onto God, right? Boom, just send it to him. You're going to build spiritual currency. You're like, oh, maybe you might like the fasting. You maybe like the commitment and honor podcast. That'll apply to you. Boom, send that. Each time you share an episode to someone, dude, you're literally building spiritual currency with the highest most. So that's pretty cool. Whew. Wow, that was only 26 minutes, but I definitely feel the energy. I'm like, I can feel my legs right now, just like jolting. Next task you can do is go get yourself a King James Bible. Okay, I'm going to read a testimony here. I made April 1st, 2023. The time was exactly 2222. Okay, I'm calling this testimony Force Multiplier Financial Blessing. Now, what does this mean? Okay, I'll explain Force Multiplier here. That's being tied into the 3 billion human souls that identifies Christian as per Google in this world. So you tap into that pool of energy, okay? So I was praying a couple weeks ago to bless my showing on one of my open houses, and God did. Within 6 days, I received answered prayer, and he gave me a new ability. And then I wasn't focused on anything else financially. And then boom, a blessing came in. That's where I talk Fibonacci. Okay, sequence, the golden ratio, because you just do one thing and you go do more good, and then bang, you build up these I call it trail revenue. So in email marketing, it's about how many clicks you got per day. And so I would send out a campaign, say we'd make $100, but the second day we got a conversion and you got another $10. So the $10 would be trail revenue that I generated today, but it was from work I did the previous day. And that's what's happening to me. So that's the Force Multiplier Financial Blessing. Okay. And that's what's happening to me. So right now it's 1-1, and it goes 3-5-7, and then boom, just to abundance. Okay. But this, so I'll read the testimony. Praise God. Another financial blessing came to me today. A tenant who is being uncooperative about moving out because I wanted to sell the house for a profit to pay off some debt to recover from COVID as landlord. Today I woke up to an email from tenants saying they're moving out at the end of April. Same day, I received a call from a prospect who wanted to rent the place. I showed them a similar house as we planned to close a deal on Monday. I told them I do not work on Sundays because of the Sabbath day. This is the $6,000 to April cash flow. Please God, let this deal close to bring peace to the land. Now, here's what this extra, or this $6,000 to operating cash flow is going to do to my cash flow for the rest of my life. It's going to increase my free cash flow for the rest of my life by 20%. Absolutely amazing. Praise God. Okay. That's a powerful testimony. we're gonna wrap this up here. Well, I'll tell a story, okay? So Lent is done now, I'm not sure. But today was our last meeting, Sunday breakfast for Lent. So I'll tell a couple stories, personal stories here. So my head is since my spiritual, I came under spiritual attack about 3 years ago. I believe Satan hit me in the head with a sledgehammer in the spiritual world. The ringing in my head has been going on for 3 years at least that I can even recall. Could have been before, but I've just been too busy to even pay attention. As I've been stripping each layer of the onion down, improving my soul, last week I removed coffee out of my life. And just to see, because I noticed it was just making me a bit anxious, and I just want to remove the variable, and it's a sacrifice so I can get closer to God during Lent. And what I noticed was my head is just ringing like bad. So I don't drink booze, I don't do any drugs, and I don't drink coffee now. I do drink coffee at church because it's my way of fun. And it's bringing me closer to God, but my head is still ringing. I have faith the ringing in my head will stop when I've earned it through God. So I want the ringing to stop in my head. There's still, I gotta pass some tests still. And this is deep amount of faith, okay? So Lent, simplifying my life, simplicity, removed coffee, removed all variables that could create any kind of doubt to get to the source, the root of the problem, eventually breaking point to the solution. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, simplicity, and I wanted to, this next story happened on Monday. I got into a car accident on Monday, and it was my fault. It was just my fault. And what happened was, the moment I was out of balance with Lent. Lent is about simplicity, going slower, achieving more results, okay? But I'm high performance, so I was getting a lot done on Monday. And when you get tasks done, boom, it releases natural dopamine, right? And I got a bunch of tasks done, things were flowing, this and that, boom, I'm building momentum in my vortex. It's picking up. The force, the momentum is picking up. So what do you want to do? Boom, keep going. But you're doing too much, too quick. Made a mistake. Boom, got into an accident. I pulled out. And I went by Jezebel's house. It was kind of premeditated. I told my friend, I was going to pick up a product. I'm like, oh, dude, I want to drive by there. Driving by Jezebel's house. She's like, oh, whatever, dude. And then I told her about the accident. She's like, oh, that was premeditated, Jesse. I was like, oh, you're right. But I was at a stop sign, turned left, and bang, an oncoming car. I just didn't see the car and got hit. And I didn't even care. Didn't care. Okay, so what I learned from here was simplicity. Simplicity, okay? So when you are manifesting destiny, when you are being blessed hard, simplicity. Don't go too fast. Simplicity. Your peace is contagious. Your peace is attractive. Okay, peaceful tone. My tonality, this attracts. It's just like, oh, there's peace in the Jesse tree. Now, this situation was God's timing. There was three other people interfering with this, me and this other driver. This other driver was distraught. He was in disarray. Now, these other three guys are talking to me. I'm like, why are these guys talking to me? And then I realized they're interfering, okay? So interference. The enemy interferes. People start talking to you and they'll be like, acting like they're helping you, but they're talking a bunch of nonsense that doesn't apply to the current situation. So I put up my hand to keep this guy off me, to keep personal distance. He's like, don't point at me. I said, I'm not pointing at you. I'm enforcing boundaries and you're interfering with this situation. You're in violation of Article 12 of the Human Declaration. And I command you to mind your business because you have nothing to do here. It's this conversation between me and this man. And just the look in his eyes, right? It was a demonic presence. I could feel it. And he sorted himself out. And there was another Asian man just trying to tell me about how to exploit ICBC for this. And I'm like, dude, we talk. There's no problem here. Stop making up problems and stuff. You give me ways to cheat ICBC. Like, just piss off. Nobody's hurt. There's no issue. Everything's fine. Now go away and mind your business because you're interfering with the situation and you're violating human rights. Boom. Totally diffused the situation. Got the other guy's driver's license number. Told him, hey man, I am sorry. Boom, he left. And he sent me a text. Apology accepted. Mistakes happen. And that was that. So, but right away when I had to put up my arm, I felt triggered. Because I know how things can go. So, that's my story. And then from there, I went to Starbucks and I sat down. And I saw another Jezebel, okay? Saw this younger Persian girl, and she was very attractive. And at the time, she started playing a song. I was like, oh, that's a good song. And I called my friend Darlene, and then I told her, hey, well, have a good day. I didn't try any pickup game. I didn't want to know her, right? She was giving off not those provocative vibes, but just women are risk. I don't need risk, right? And so women will, especially like, well, they'll latch on to you because it's your survival, right? Women, and that's just kind of how it goes. You need to be aware of this, okay? And just with these Persian women, they latch on to you. While grooming and finding other potential mates, the mates switch you on and they'll leave you in the dust, okay? But this is where you have the principles of Christianity. And now I think about going, if I go back now what I know, so going forward, if I see an attractive woman, my goal is to bring her to church. I'll make a date with her on the spot. Bring her to church on Sundays. And that's that. So, but women are a risk to your destiny. They just are. So men, you'll have to work through lust. I've been good. I don't have a lust in me. It's not like, I've never been a carnal person. Like some of these guys I go to the clubs with in the past, are like, you can't, they're like, they become demonic. And it's like, they're just like predatorial. It's like, for women, I mean, a bunch of horny dogs. It's just like gross and disgusting. Like, have some class. And so I just wanted to share that, but it made me, I didn't talk to her because I didn't want to pick her up. I don't want any interest in that, especially a Persian woman. Done with those. And but now I thought about it and reflected. It's like, because I learned recently that if I'm the, so you guys listening here, I'm the only one that may be able to tell you about Jesus. I didn't think about it that way. Maybe I'm the only guy that could ever tell her about Jesus. And now instead of creating an opportunity for her to come to church and meet a gentleman and show her what a real man is, she has a higher chance of being surrounded by negativity in the lake of fire and put herself into prostitution. Because life is hard, man. Life is hard. And woman has their beauty. They get into prostitution. They get a sugar daddy because they're just trying to survive, dude. So, yeah. But her attractiveness repulsed me. So, just a little bit of that, just think upon that. And so if you are heeding my wisdom, if you are having growth in your life, just be aware you will, at some point, you will have to complete the Jezebel phase. Like, I got Judas'd, double Judas'd, and then immediately went to the Jezebel phase. And a year late, 3 years later, I don't know how, anyways, I have the ability of long suffering, so that's one of my attributes I have. But you need to know, as your purity goes up, you continue to fill yourself with good deeds. Your attractiveness, your aura is literally attractive. It's how science works, okay? Women are going to be drawn to you. And you want to practice chastity. If you want all your power, which I suggest you do. And just one last observation about this week, I've noticed crows. I'm kind of ignoring crows now. I used to not ignore crows. I've got a How to Train a Crow documentary on YouTube. A couple videos. Training crows. Quite experienced crows. But now, the crows, they just fly, like they perch by me. They're coming closer. It's because of my magnetic aura. The crows are coming closer. And again, this is a consistent pattern. This isn't a one-time thing that I'm speaking of, okay? Last thing is I want to say thank you to Jesus for sending me a helper. Last on the stage at North Van Shipyards, there was a helper already there. And this guy was dancing. And he's like playing harmonica while I was playing. He's telling me to dance and this and that. And I go up to church and the topic is dancing unto God. And I knew Jesus sent you, right? And he had Jesus in his life. You know, he was on hard times, but he had faith. And so it was just very nice to see. Praise God. So let me just wrap this up here with a closing off prayer. So I just want to close off, summarize what we went through. Okay, conclusion. What we've learned here today is we've learned the value of dancing onto God. And how to draw your dance from God and give your dance to God. And God likes it. Okay. And it's not about other people looking at you. It's about you drawing from God. And this, just doing this alone, will increase your confidence, increase your boldness, reduce anxiety. Because there's lots of anxiety. I have anxiety just talking about dance and the fact of people watching me dance, right? White guy dance. Even though I've got compliments that I'm a good dancer, still some anxiety there. But you're dancing for God. Anytime you're dancing for God. And it's going to reduce your anxiety, okay? Then we talked about using vows in your prayers, okay? But you know, you're not bribing God. God isn't transactional. You try to bribe God, shit. You'll become as scared as I was about God before 2022, man. God has petrified me, man. That was the past. Now I have formal training. I know what I'm doing. So vowing to God, you want to pray for minimum 25 minutes to an hour before you do your 3 to 5 minute vow prayer to God. And when you follow this format, your increased chance of answered prayer is radical. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up here today. 43 minutes. I just want to thank you all for coming, thank you all for listening. And you want to get closer connected to me, get on the mailing list at thepowerhousemethod.org. You want to level up. There's a couple steps in there you're gonna do by the time you get to talk to me, have a meeting with Jesse, sit down. You're already going to have leveled up. Your life is already going to be in a better position just by going through the process of registering on our website. There's a couple of freebie tasks I give you there to get you going along the way. I wish you a wonderful week. Peace be to God. Take care.